I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so there I was having breakfast by myself after the show yesterday before I had to go pick up Jimmy from carpool, sitting in my little booth, working on the show, enjoying my Eggs Benedict when I came across these deathbed confessions. And when I tell you, I gasped, my jaw dropped. I'm like, we have to get these on the radio. I'm going to turn it into a game, even though it is dark and some of these are going to stick with you for the rest of the day. And I apologize in advance, but you guys are going to be nurses in this situation. Mm-hmm. You're going to be grandchildren in this situation, and you're going to choose which deathbed confession you would rather hear. I try not to oversell and underdeliver, but I'm not kidding you. When I tell you this first one, it might wreck you. Like, it is so dark.
You had me at dark. Let's go.
All right, so this
And what is the point of a deathbed confession? Just so you get it? I mean, you're going to be dead in a couple of seconds.
Right.
Why do you need to tell anybody anything?
That's between you
and your God.
You got to cleanse your soul.
Uh-huh. So this is, there's a BuzzFeed list, 15 deathbed confessions. And it all started from a tweet from Zuzagoon. And they were basically like, nobody prepared, when you're becoming a nurse, nobody prepares you while you're in nursing school about the confessions some patients are going to give you before they die, right? She feels like this should be part of the curriculum. So the first one, and this is the one that made me gasp and drop my Eggs Benedict. I had a patient who was terminal and confessed to killing his twin brother in Vietnam so he could blame the death on the war, steal his identity, and then return to the U.S. to be his brother's wife.
What?
Whoa. That's how you start?
Yes.
How is it possible Netflix hasn't picked up that story?
So it goes on to say, the wife had passed away years earlier, and the patient's children blamed the confession on dementia until after his passing. But as it turns out, the patient's daughter ended up finding a handwritten confession from decades ago stuffed in an old Bible. So this man and his brother went to Vietnam. He kills his identical brother. His family thinks he's dead, but he steals his brother's identity so he can come back and be with his brother's wife.
I have so many questions.
Whoa.
As the wife, how do you not know? Did he father those? Is he the biological father of the children, or were children already in the picture and then he just pretended to be their dad and they thought it was their real dad, but it was the brother the whole time? Oh my God.
I legitimately feel like this could be a 10 episode Netflix series.
Oh, I feel betrayed.
Yes.
It would be really good.
So that's the first confession.
Yeah. What's going to be said?
How do you follow that?
So either you want to hear that one, or I had a patient who was an 86-year-old woman and put a bunch of crosses around the room. I had to ask her to take them down due to the inability to create the care she needed. She insisted they all stay up because it was one cross for each soul she took.
Oh,
if that's true, she took 14 souls.
Oh.
I don't want to play anymore.
Mom, can you come get me out of here?
I know, right? This is what I'm doing. Like, I'm eating hash browns and reading deathbed confessions. It was so bizarre. All right, so you're the nurse in the room. Yes. Do you want the first confession? He killed his brother and stole his identity. Or the second confession, she may have been a serial killer who took 14 souls.
I would rather be the nurse for the first story, because the second story, I have to probably report that to somebody, and now I'm in the middle of that life.
Yeah, give me the first one. I don't want to be in the room with anybody who took that many souls.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I want the first one, because then I want to, oh, wait, the wife died.
Yes.
To me, that one's more interesting.
Well, for sure.
I want the second one. Killing your identical twin, that weighs heavily. I know 14 people, but identical twin. I want to be the receptionist. I don't want any confessions.
Damn. Okay. That's a strong one to start with, man.
Yeah, very strong. I know. I was, like, floored. Okay, here's your next tier, right? Now, in this scenario, you're the grandkids, right? And so your grandparent is confessing this to you. When my grandpa was dying, he confessed that my mom's younger brother was not his biological son. My grandma had passed away years earlier and had gone to her grave with the secrets. She goes, my grandparents were not together and lived separately, but during that time, it would have been scandalous to have a child by another man. My grandfather raised my uncle like he was his own son, and none of the other kids or anyone suspected he had a different dad. It wasn't until later when my mom told my uncle, and he didn't care. Basically, no one in our family knows. Even I found out by accident.
Damn.
Wow. That's right. Deep.
So, when my grandfather died, he finally told my mom that he and my grandmother had been divorced for years. No one in the family knew at all. He had it in his will to still give her everything, and they still lived together. When my mom was going through papers, through his things, sure enough, she found the divorce papers dating back to 1978.
Damn.
One or two?
I think I'm taking two.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking two.
I'm going two.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
You want to end on a high, but there's no way to make it better than the first one.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
No. There's still some good ones. My dad told me that when his grandfather was about to die, he finally told his family why his dad had this tattoo on his arm. It was always a mystery because he was a pastor at a church and never spoke of it. Apparently, when he was 19, he was a safecracker and robbed a bank and then got arrested. Oh. So he got the tattoo in prison. But when he got out, he decided to never tell anyone and he turned his life around.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
It's a shame that he didn't share that. That's a cool story.
I know. Versus, my dad grew up thinking his mother committed suicide when he was 10. When my grandfather passed away about a decade ago, he confessed to my dad on his deathbed that he actually killed my grandmother.
I told you, they were nasty.
What kind of world are we living in?
I know, they were nasty. And I'm like, I can't be the only one to know these. I have to tell you. Abby's face.
I'm horrified.
I know, right?
Okay, I'm going tattoo.
As the kid, what would you rather believe, that your mom did it or your dad did it?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
That's a brutal question. Oh, I don't know.
I just want to go home.
I know, right? Gnarly.
Too much. You're right. You led with dark.
I did.
You're right.
Get it? The Burt Show.